Well, good morning. It's good to see everybody again. If this was a boat, this boat would be leaning this way. Y'all must be scared to sit on that side of the church. It's usually the other way, okay? But it's good to see you. I got a prayer request. Y'all pray for your pastor's wife, because I'm telling you, y'all need to put her on your prayer list. Matter of fact, put her name first on your prayer list. And y'all pray for her. That lady is a trip. I'm going to go ahead and tell you. Pastor, I see why you need some extra prayer during the week to get through your week there, brother. But anyway, now she the one that hung the name Tiny on me. So y'all just pray for your pastor's wife, okay? Anyway, it's good to be with you this morning. We do have some songs picked out. We hope the Lord will bless you. And we do have a special treat for you a little bit later. We got a new member of the group that we're going to be introducing to you. But she's excited to be here. And are you excited to be here, Kendall? Okay, she said yeah. So there we go. But anyway, we hope the Lord will bless you this morning. And y'all just worship the Lord with us. Amen? Amen. Here we go. Y'all put your hands together. Help us out now.
Well, I've been a soldier in God's mighty army since many long years ago. And I've been scarred and wounded in battle, and many times I've been brought low. But by the signs of the time, I just realize I've only one more mile to go. Well, is that a light of heaven up above? I feel like running my last mile home. Oh, yes, I feel like running my last mile home. I see a great band of angels around God's throne. Oh, what a great celebration while ages roll on. I feel like running my last mile home. Well, Jesus said when he reached down to save me, he'd go with me all the way. So I stepped down on his precious promise and it kept me both night and day. Well, it's been many years, and I still can feel the spirit burning in my soul. Well, it gives me a taste of what's ahead. I feel I'm running my last mile home. Oh, yes, I feel I'm running my last mile home. I see a great band of angels around God's throne. Oh, what a great celebration while ages roll on. I feel I'm running my last mile home.
Go now.
Oh, yes, I feel like running my last mile home. I see a great band of angels around God's throne. Oh, what a great celebration while ages roll on. I feel like running my last mile home.
I feel like running. I feel like running.
I feel like running. I feel like running. I feel like running my last mile.
As I travel on the bright road to glory land, and I'm living so my life for Jesus will shine. I am rejoicing as I'm singing, traveling with that angel band. There is no sorrow in my heart, for Jesus is mine. Shouting and praising, voices are raising, glory divine. Going to glory, telling the story, Jesus is mine. Headed for heaven, sense of forgiven, I can't refine. There is such gladness and there's no sadness. Let your glory light shine, singing and shouting, nevermore doubting, divine. Singing in tenors, calling with sinners, he is ever mine. I have been given treasures in heaven, I'll not repine. Home, but I'm going happy and knowing Jesus is mine. Someday my labors will be over and I'll reach that happy land where forget my earthly trials as I join in that angel band, singing and shouting on that shore, for Jesus is mine. Shouting and praising, voices are raising, glory divine. Going to glory, telling the story, Jesus is mine. Headed for heaven, since I'm forgiven, I can't refine. There's such gladness, and there's no sadness. Let your more light shine, singing and shouting, never more doubting, His love's divine. Marching with winners, toiling with sinners, He is ever mine. I have been given treasures in heaven, I'll not repine. Homeward I'm going, happy and know Jesus is mine. Homeward I'm going, happy and know. Homeward I'm going, happy and know. Homeward I'm going, happy and know. Jesus is mine.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
While these ladies are getting some water, I'll do a quick introduction of who we are. How many of you never heard of Hope Reveal before? This is your first time seeing us. Well, God bless y'all. Thank y'all for coming out. We appreciate it. Our throats are giving us a fit this morning, and so we're just going to just obey the Lord and just put the devil on the run, because sometimes when you get up here to start to do things for the Lord, the devil, that's when he wants to act up a little bit. But we have no place for him here in this church this morning, and we're going to go on and worship the Lord, and we might not sound as good as you may, but we're like, but we're going to sound good to him.
Amen.
Because that's all we've got one audience, and that's the audience of one, and that's Jesus himself.
Amen.
Amen. We do pray that something that we sing or a message that's being taught this morning will bless your heart, and hopefully today will be your day. If you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, we ask that you come down to this altar sometime before this service ends and invite him to come into your heart. So, again, we didn't come an hour and a half just to be entertained or just to perform. We're here to worship the Lord. And we hope that you've come here this morning to do the same thing. This lady next to me, I've been knowing her for quite a while now. It's been long, long, long time ago when we got together to sing. And we lost track of each other down through the years, but being part of Hope Reveal now, God has blessed us to get back together. And she's the loud one out the group, I'll put it like that. And but y'all please make welcome Miss Kathy Evans.
Thank you.
Amen. And I said this one time before, you know, if you got somebody loud, you got to have a quiet one in the group too, so. But this lady next to Kathy, she's holding down her part. Bless her heart, her throat started giving her problems, but hopefully she'll be okay. But y'all please make welcome Miss Mary Ann Blackwell. And down here holding on to his part of the end, he's the one that needs all the gel and the hair and hairspray in his hair. He's the one that, if we're late sometimes, he's busy doing his hair in the morning time. So y'all pray for them. But y'all please make welcome Mr. Cecil Brooks down there. Amen. And we also like to say, y'all remember Brother Marty in your prayers. Brother Marty is still part of our group. He hasn't been here the last couple of times that we've came up, but he is still a big part of this ministry. I think he was feeling up under the weather. I seen he mentioned us in a group text this week that he had a cold and some sinus infection that he's been fighting. So y'all remember him in your prayers this morning. My name is Ron Stubbs, and I'm from Dillon, South Carolina, and the big city of Dillon. And we make up Hope Revealed, and we hope that the songs this morning will bless your heart. Y'all listen to this old song by the Hensons, "That I Can Still Go Free." Listen.
Lock me up in a prison and throw away the key. Take away my vision
these eyes that now can see. Deprive me of the food I eat, and even by my hands and my feet. But as long as I know Jesus, I can still go free. That I could still go free. What kind of man could reach down his hand and do this for me? Oh, I'm unworthy to live and not fit to kill. But then a man on the cross, he puts me in his will and said that I could still go free. Now I never could quite understand why a king will want to leave his throne to don the robe of an earthly man and feel the pain of flesh and bones. Listen, church. Then to later try up a lonely path that led to Calvary, where the blood-red stains, it broke all my chains and said that I could still go free. That I could still go free. What kind of man would reach down his hands and do this for me? Oh, I'm unworthy to live and not fit to kill. But then a man on the cross, he puts me in his will and said that I could still go free.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Y'all worship with Kathy as she sings this song here. Let it bless you this morning.
News came to Jesus, please come fast. Lazarus is sick, without your help, he will not last. Oh, Mary and Martha, watched their brother die. They waited for Jesus. He did not come, and they wondered why. The death watch was over, buried 4 days. Somebody said he'll soon be here. The Lord's on his way. Oh, Martha ran to him, and then she cried, Lord, if you'd been here, you could have saved him. He'd still be alive. Oh, but you're 4 days late, and all hope is gone. Lord, we don't understand why you waited so long. Oh, but his way, it's God's way. It's not yours or mine. And isn't it great? When you're 4 days late, he's still on time.
Aren't you glad of that?
Jesus said, Martha, just show me the grave. But she said, Lord, you don't understand. He's been there 4 days. Gravestone was rolled back. Then Jesus cried, oh, Lazarus, come forth. Then somebody said, he's alive, he's alive. Oh, you may be fighting a battle of fear. You've prayed to the Lord, I need you now, but he has not appeared. Now listen, friend, don't be discouraged, for he's still the same. He'll soon be here. He'll roll back that stone. He's gonna call out your name. He's 4 days late, he's still on time. Oh, my God is great, when he's 4 days late, he's still on time. Yes, he is, praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to tell you, I thank the Lord that he has been on time. I know we've all been through a very traumatic 18 months, probably now at this point. And we keep thinking, how much longer, Lord? Well, I'm going to tell you, he knows. And even though we may think that it didn't come when we wanted it to, it came when it was supposed to. God knows what's best for us. I know the other week we had some prayer at our church, and this girl stood up and she said, I've prayed for a lot of things that have not happened to me when I thought that they should have. But she said, it amazes me that when things do happen, it worked out a lot better in God's time than it did in my time. Yes. And that's just the way it is. God knows what is best for us, and he works it for the best for us. Sometimes we're impatient, and sometimes we have to just catch ourselves and say, okay, God, your timing. Because God knows what's best for us, and I just thank him for always being on time.
Amen. I was lost, but you knew where to find me. I was hungry. You were bread for my soul. I was thirsty, and you gave living water. You were my shelter when I had no place to go. That's why sometimes I just want to praise you. Sometimes just to speak your name. Sometimes I just want to thank you without asking you for a thing. And sometimes all I do is cry. Everything that I have, I owe to you, Lord. And Calvary's the reason why. The love that you've given, Lord, when I think of the price you paid for me, in these trials here on earth, they seem like nothing. Sometimes I just want to praise you, and sometimes just to speak your name. Sometimes I just want to thank you without for a thing. Oh, sometimes I lift my hands to you. Oh, and sometimes all I do is cry. Everything that I Calvary's the reason why. That's why sometimes I just want to thank you. Sometimes just to speak your name. Sometimes I just
I'm thankful for Calvary this morning. What about you? If it wasn't for Calvary, none of us would be here this morning. We was going to get together this past week to practice and get some songs together for you this morning. And this is a song that we've practiced, but hadn't really done it well since I've been with the group until this morning. But I do want you to think about these words. So many times in our churches across the country, there's people that's sitting in these pews this morning, and you may be one of them that's hurting, that you have a lot going on in your life that nobody knows anything about but you and God. You haven't talked to the pastor's wife about it. You haven't talked to the pastor about it. You haven't talked to anybody about it but God. So many times we go to singings and we walk through the presence and we go through the threshold of the church and we sing to people and we don't know what they're facing outside of these four walls or what's going on at work, what's going on at home. We have no idea. But I want to tell you this morning that there's a God. Amen. That still lives, that still saves, that still delivers, and he still heals. Mm-hmm. And whatever chain that you got broke, whatever chain that you got wrapped around your life, whatever chain that you got wrapped around your hands, your feet, whatever chain that you got this morning that's weighing you down to keep you from being where God wants you to be, it could be broken this morning right here. Today is your day. It's not our day. It's not pastor's day. Today is your day. Today is the day that God woke you up, that God gave you another breath in your body for you to wake up and see this day that he has made. Now, what are you going to do with it? There's a lot of people that can't say that today. There's a lot of people that can't, that's not waking up this morning for whatever reason. But you're here. He gave you the breath in your body to put you on some clothes, to fix yourself up, to bring you to the house of God. Now the question is, while you're here, what are you going to do with it?
Amen.
We went sing at Cowboy Church a couple of weeks ago, and I really enjoyed the pastor's message that day, and we were sitting there, and I began to think about the things that he was talking about, and one of the things that kept sticking out in my mind, even on my way home that night, Pastor, was fruitless faith, was what he talked about. Those two words in my mind kept sticking out that night on the way home, fruitless faith. You got fruit, and what are you going to do with it? God has given us different tools to worship him. It may be a hand clap. It may be in a praise vocally. But some of us may just want to sit there and reverence him. And that's all fine. We talked about it on the way up here today. There's several times that we go in churches and you praise God in your own way. But the point is to praise him.
Praise God, yes.
To praise him in some kind of way. Because he's giving you the things that nobody else could give you. But the most important thing that he gave you was his son, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross for your sins and mine at Calvary. That's the reason why I serve him, why I praise him, why I do the things that I do. But Cecil's going to sing this song, and we want you to worship with us this morning. If you got chains this morning, he's a chain breaker. Amen? Amen.
We've been walking the same old road for miles and miles. You've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lie. Are you trying to fill the same old holes inside when there's a better life? There's a better life. If you got pain, well, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, well, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, well, he's a chain breaker.
Listen now.
We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run to things we know that just ain't right. When there's a better life, there's a better life. If you got pain,
He's a chain breaker. If you feel lost, He's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, He's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, well, He's a chain breaker.
You believe it.
Oh, yes.
And you receive it. And you can feel it. Somebody testify.
Ooh.
You believe it. And you receive it. And you can feel it. Somebody testify,
testify.
And you believe it.
And you receive it. You can feel it, somebody testify.
If you got pain,
well, He's a pain taker. If you feel lost, well, He's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, He's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains,
well,
He's a chain breaker. Freedom or saving, He's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains,
well, He's a chain breaker. He's a chain breaker. Oh yes,
He's a chain breaker.
Lily of the valley,
yes.
Let your sweet aroma fill my life. Rose of Sharon, show me how to grow in beauty in God's sight. The fairest of 10,000, make me a reflection of your light. Star shine down on me, let your love shine through me in the night. Lead me, Lord, I follow. So you can take what's wrong and make it right.
Daystar, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
Lord, I see a world that's dying, wounded by the master of deceit. Roping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. Then I see you standing near me, Lord, shining with
compassion in your eyes. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. Oh, lead me, Lord, I follow. Anywhere you open up the door, let your word speak to me. Show me what I've never seen before. Lord, I want to be your witness, so you can take what's wrong and make it right.
Hey, star, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
Oh,
shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. Yeah.
Sing a couple of more songs and get out your way. But first, we want to, as Pastor said, we have a special treat for you guys this morning. I met this little girl the last time we were here. We were in the back, me and Marianne and Kathy were back there. We were at the product table, and she come up to us, and she gave us all a picture that she colored. She gave us all a picture that she drew. And Miss Marianne still has hers. I got mine in my coat pocket that I wore that morning. It's on her refrigerator. So we've come to know this little girl. They've known her longer than I have, but I just met her that Sunday morning. So we have Miss Kendall, who we were down here breaking down the equipment the last time, me, Marty, and Cecil. And she, this little young girl says, she said she knew the song to God Bless the USA. And I said, I looked at Marty, I said, well, next time we come, we knew we was already going to be here this morning. So I looked at Marty, I said, we're going to have to put that on the song list because 4th of July is next Sunday. And that will be a perfect opportunity to sing that song. Well, this little young girl, she said that she knew it. And I said, well, next time we come, you'd have to sing it with us. And so she's here this morning. And will y'all please make, Miss Kendall, I'll call her Miss Kendall. Come on up, Miss Kendall. Now, Miss Kendall here, she don't look like she's got a shy bone in her body. So turn around here, baby. You got to look pretty. There you go. There you go. And I'm going to stand out here because we're about the same height. How about that? How old are you?
8.
8 years old. And this little young girl wants to sing for the Lord. I call that a blessing. I don't think you find a lot of 8-year-old girls, boys, that would stand up in front of a crowd of people like this and sing a song about America. But bless God, she's going to do it this morning. And it's good to have her parents with us this morning. Thank y'all for coming. Your mama's got the video out, okay? It's going to be on Facebook. Millions of people is going to see it. I'm just trying to get her nervous, Pastor. But this girl, she don't look like she's nervous. You nervous? No? All right, well, here we go then. What's your last name, Miss Kendall?
Logan.
Kendall Logan? Y'all please may welcome again, Miss Kendall Logan.
All right, here we go.
One other question. Have you got a boyfriend? No? All right then. All right, well, there we go. All right, here we go. I'm going to turn this music down a little bit so you can. Brother, you got her on the mic. Good to go? Okay. Brother back there, good to go. We're making him work this morning. All right, here we go. I'm thankful for the country that I live in. What about you? Amen. All right. Turn the face up.
There you go. All right, sing it.
All the things were gone. Words from my life. And I had to start again. Which is my children and my wife. They my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. I'm gonna be an American, or at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And the flag we stand up next to you and defend her.
Good job. How about that? I don't even remember being 8 years old, much less singing in church. But we're going to sing a couple more songs and get out your way, and pastor's going to come and bring the message. And we just thank Miss Kendall for coming up and doing that. Folks, I'm telling you, we may make it look easy, but it's a lot of nerves getting up here in front of y'all singing the song. I'm telling you, I can just imagine her, but she got through it as a trooper. So that was good, Miss Kendall. Thank you, baby. This is one of the first ones I think Hope Reveal put out, and it features Cecil. So y'all worship with us.
Life on earth is trouble. Tries to bring us down. But there's one thing we know of. Life is but a vapor. As long as we stay faithful, He will lead us home. We're gonna rise, rise, rise to the sun. Oh, we're gonna rise, rise, rise to our Father. We're gonna rise, rise, rise to our King. And when our lives are over and our victories have been won, we're gonna rise, rise, rise to the sun.
How we ought to praise Him, thank Him for what He's done. Lift our hands in worship. We'll look to when everything is done. We're gonna rise, rise, rise to the sun. Oh, we're gonna rise, rise, rise to our Father. We're gonna rise, rise, rise to our King. And when our lives are over and our victories have been won, we're gonna rise, rise, rise to the sun. We're gonna rise, rise, rise to our Father. We're gonna rise, rise, rise to our King. And when our lives are over, victories have been won, we're gonna rise, rise, rise to the sun. And when our lives are over and our victories have been won, we're gonna rise, rise, rise to the sun, to the sun.
Cecil, I think you wrote that one, didn't you? Yes, Cecil wrote that song.
Yeah.
How about that? He's more than just a spokesperson for Hair Club. He writes songs, too.
That's right.
But we're going to sing this last song and get out your way. Pastor's going to come up and bring the message. But we were coming down number one of the day, and, man, the clouds looked so pretty. Me and Cecil were sitting in the front seat, and Mary and Miss Kathy was in the back. And me and Cecil got to thinking, you know, this would be a good day for the Lord to come back. The clouds were so, the sky was blue and the big puffy clouds was on there. There was some fog and some cloudy skies around it, but there was one particular area where you could just see nothing but white puffy clouds and the blue sky. And Cecil said when he rides down the road a lot of times, he'll look at those clouds and that's what he thinks of if Jesus is coming back. And I do the same thing, especially when they're that pretty, because can't but one other person create a picture like that, and that's God Himself. There's no two gods or second God. There's not a. There's no other gods but Him.
That's right.
But yeah, that was a beautiful picture. But one day we're gonna see the real thing.
Yes.
Streets of gold, gates of pearls, jasper walls. These stained glass windows that you guys have in this church is real pretty, and when the sun hits it just right, they give off a beautiful glow in this church. But folks, there's a better place that we're getting ready to just go to.
That's right.
And I told Cecil, I said, you know what? It could be today.
Amen.
We don't know, Pastor. Before you get through preaching, before the last amen is said, He could step out on those clouds and take us all home.
Amen.
The question I want to leave for you this morning as we sing this last song is, are you ready?
Amen.
Are you ready? You may say, well, I've been saved, and I give my tithes, and I give my offering, and I help out with Bible school, and I come to church on Sunday and Wednesday night, and I help fix dinner whenever the church has it. That's all That's all fine and good. But is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? That's the important part. So there's a lot of good people, Pastor, that go to hell every day. Good people. Good church people who come to church every time the doors are open. But if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, today could be your day. Y'all listen to the words as we sing this last song, and I'm looking forward to going home. I don't know about you. But y'all worship with us.
When the time comes and I'm standing at the river that separates the two worlds that I love, torn between my precious friends and my family, and the place of peace that's waiting up above, hold my hand and stay there by my side. When I finally step into the tide, celebrate me home, celebrate me there, celebrate me in that land of wonder where nothing can compare. Celebrate me in that place, celebrate me saved by grace. Don't just sit and weep because I'm gone. Celebrate me home.
Are you looking for home this morning? Listen.
I have spent most of my life on earth preparing to take that trip from here to heaven's throne. With the shield and the word of God to guide me, it's still a comfort knowing I am not alone. So when I take my final fleeting breath and I fade into the gentle sleep of death, celebrate me home, celebrate me there, celebrate me in that land of wonder where nothing can compare. Celebrate me in that place, celebrate me saved by grace. Don't just sit and weep because I'm gone. Celebrate me home. No more broken dreams, no more tears to cry. Into my Father's arms I'll fly. Celebrate me home, celebrate me there, celebrate me in that land of wonder where nothing can compare. Celebrate me saved by grace, celebrate me saved by grace. Don't just sit and weep because I'm gone. Celebrate me home. Celebrate me home. Just celebrate me home. Oh Lord, are you not looking forward to that day? Praise His holy name. Thank you, Jesus.
Y'all give Hope Revealed a big hand. We're glad to have him back with us. And I know y'all are glad to have been worshiping before the throne of grace this morning. It's been a privilege. It's been a real privilege. And I forgot to tell Ron that we was going to do about 30 minutes of music and then to preach, but y'all don't worry about it because my sermon is only from verse 26 to verse 71. So we won't be here that long. Amen. Move me to the next slide, Bobby. I must have lost it. Just leave it right there. As we think about this morning, as we're looking at this text, I'm not going to preach the whole thing. I'll go ahead and tell you so y'all don't panic, okay? Everybody just got to take medicine or eat somewhere or go to the bathroom. Y'all will get there, amen? But I just want to leave you kind of with the first point here of this message, and we'll come back to it next week. I want you to take, if you got your Bibles, turn to chapter 6 of John. Here Jesus is talking to the people. In verse 26, Jesus answered and said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you seek me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate of the loaves and you were filled. Do not work for food which perishes, but for the food which endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you, for on him the Father has set his seal." Therefore, they said to him, "What shall we do that we may work the works of God?" And Jesus said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him who he has sent." So they said to him, "What then do you do for a sign so that we may see and believe you? What work do you perform?" "Our fathers, they ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, he gave them bread out of heaven to eat." Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread out of heaven, but it is my Father who gives you true bread out of heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down out of heaven and gives life to the world." And then Jesus said, then they said to him, "Lord, always give us this bread." And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not hunger, and he who believes in me will never thirst." Let us pray. Kind Father, we come before you this morning and we thank you that you are the true bread of life. You are the bread that was our sacrifice. Lord, we just thank you. And we ask today that, Lord, we would learn to eat that we might live. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we come to this, I'll try not to keep you too long here, but I want you to think about this. This is the first of Jesus' sayings, of the I am sayings. Anytime you see these I am sayings, the Jewish people that hear this is going to be thinking about him being God, especially everything that's tied to him and Moses here in chapter 6. Moses said, "Lord, who can I tell them has sent me?" And God told Moses to tell them, "I am who I am, and I am has sent you." Here Jesus says, "I am the bread of life." Now what has happened here, and I want you to catch on to that Jesus is saying, he says, "Look, I'm the bread of life, and if you're going to live, you must eat my flesh and drink my blood." Now, to me, that has always been a difficult passage in his scripture. Now, even the people in the synagogue said it was. You know, it's a lot of reasons we don't believe in God. And one of them is some things he says is just we say they're too difficult. When Jesus got done preaching this, it said that some of the disciples said, "This saying is just too hard. It's just too difficult." And so they just rejected it and they went on their way. But Jesus says that you must eat of my flesh and drink of my blood. And to understand what that means, it means that we must believe in him. And we can pick this up right here from verse 35. Jesus said to him, "Look, I'm the bread of life. He who comes to me," he says, guess what? "He or she or you will not hunger." And then he says, in the next clause there, "He who believes in me will never thirst." So you can see right here, and I don't have time to go into it. We'll go into it next week more over in verses 47 and following. But what Jesus is saying is, if you eat my flesh and drink my blood, that means that you believe in me, the person of Jesus Christ, the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that Jesus was sent from God. You believe in Jesus Christ. You believe in me. You believe that I've made a way for you to spend eternity with God. You believe that you were lost. You were dead. You didn't recognize the things of God, and something happened. And that's will be another point next week. There, I can't get into all that right now. But that God, He has changed your appetite, so that you're hungry for something. Now, this is not a new teaching. Throughout the years, you can follow the church fathers as they talk about this text. St. Augustine, he talked about this whole idea even before he gets to this passage when he was writing his commentaries in his book, The Confessions. He says that God created us for himself, and our hearts are restless instead until we rest in God. Selwyn Hughes once wrote, he says, we were created for the big, and we are restless in our littleness until we are content with God's bigness. In other words, we all are looking for something. Now, y'all do this a lot. You know, I'll call home, and I'll say, Mona, what do you want me to bring home from supper? And she'll say, I don't know. I want you. And I mean, I want, what do you want? That's what she'll say. I wish you'd say, I want you, but it don't work that way. She always says the same thing. She says, what do you want? And I don't ever know. And then you get home, and you know, I don't know about y'all, but I'm the world's worst. If I can't make up my mind, I'll start filling up on junk, trying to figure out what I'm going to cook, right? They call it empty carbs, right? Everything has been processed out that's got vitamins and minerals, you know, the sugars, and then you add more sugars back to give it flavor, and then you eat that stuff, and what happens? You get fuller and fuller, but you're still hungry. And I end up eating all night long. It happens to me all the time. Well, this is what this text is saying. You know, we look at a lot of things in life. We spend a lot of time chasing after stuff, trying to satisfy our hungers physically, but we are never fully satisfied. God's bread satisfies our eternal hunger. We're hungry for something. How many of y'all go into the restaurant and you get your food? Everybody picks about me eating too fast. Amen? I get my food, I eat, I'm done, and I move on. Now, I watch a lot of people get their food, and they haven't tasted it, they haven't done anything. They got to salt it, they got to pepper it, they got to separate it, they got to put a little sugar on this, they got to do that. They do all that. I'm like, how'd they do all that? They didn't even know what it tastes like. Here's what's happened. Jesus just fed 5,000 people. He had 12 baskets of leftovers for the disciples to eat the next day. The people got up the next morning, they're looking around, and they don't see Jesus. As the boats come from Tiberias over to where he was at, then they all get in the boats and they go to Capernaum. They find Jesus, and Jesus says right here, truly, truly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw signs. You seek me because your belly was full. Jesus had done this miracle so that he could teach them a lesson. Jesus says here, you ate the meal and missed the message. If you're not satisfied with Jesus Christ, you'll never be satisfied with anything else. You don't need to sprinkle nothing else on him. You don't need to add nothing else to it. Martin Luther said there's a hole in our heart that nothing can fill but Jesus Christ. You know, some of us have been saved a long time, and we just feel like something's missing in our life. And a lot of times what's missing is we're just not fully committed to Jesus. We like sitting in the pew, as Brother Ron said. We're satisfied with life as it is, and we thank God for our meals. We thank God for our house, for heat, for paying our bills, but we forget just to thank God for who he is. See, as they sung before, I just want to thank you. I just want to praise you. There comes a time in life, and today's that day, that we just need to pause and say, Jesus, you enough. If I lose everything else, I'm satisfied to know that I can forever be with you. Because God's bread is the only bread that will satisfy the eternal hunger that we have inside. And Jesus says you just have to believe. When Jesus is talking about believing here, he's talking about making a commitment to him. He says he, in verse 56, 58, couldn't see from contact here. He says, he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I'm in him. Jesus is promising us that he will keep us saved if we abide in him, if we're satisfied with him. You know, a lot of times it's not enough in life. If I want to have a real good meal, and I don't know if we're going this afternoon or not. Now, Brother Ron said last time, after Mona named him Tiny, that we was going back to eat where we was at because they got good food, you know. So I don't know if we're going to do that or not. Now, when we get over there and they bring out the menu, I just want to say something here. It's not enough just to know about what you want to eat. That's not the same thing as eating. It's not, and I do this because I try to be more healthy, especially as I got older, because it's just harder to get weight off. I don't care how many push-ups you do and set-ups, right? It just one potato chip can do you in. So I turn the bag over, and I try to look at the back of the bag to see what the nutritional facts are, right? How much added sugar is on that? See, just knowing the facts about the nutritional value of something is not the same thing as eating it. Also, just understanding how our bodies process food and get the nutrients out is not the same thing as eating. Believing in Jesus, just knowing about him, that's not believing in him. Just knowing facts about him is not believing in him. Just knowing how he saves people is not believing in him. Believing in him is saying, Jesus, I trust that you died for my sins. You can forgive me. And Lord, I'll be satisfied being sanctified till you get me to heaven. See, we believe that Jesus not only saved us, but he keeps us saved. And we're going to be saved with him throughout eternity. We'll come back and pick up the rest of this next week. But this week, I just want you to think about this. Jesus is the only bread that truly satisfies. And all through the week, when you wake up in the morning, I want you just to pray and say, Lord, today, no matter what happens, you are enough. I'm satisfied. If nothing else goes my way today, I'm satisfied. Just knowing that I belong to you and you're not going to let me go. Let us bow our heads. If you're here today and you've never known this relationship and you know something's missing in your life and you might even believe that God exists, you might even believe that God sent Jesus to this earth, but you somehow just think that even with Jesus, I've still got to have control. I've still need some things that I have at home. I'm not willing to give up control of my job, or I'm not willing to give up control of my family. I'm not really willing to give up control of my finances. I just asked you this morning, say, Lord, I know something's missing in my life. And I know I'm always trying to sprinkle other things in to our relationship. Today, I surrender all to you. Say, Lord Jesus, just forgive me of my sins. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Take control of my life that I can be pleasing to my Father in heaven for the rest of my days on this earth. If you prayed that, raise your hand. Amen. Amen. This morning, if you've been saved a long time, my question for you is, Jesus enough? Do you come to church some days and you're more worried about what you want or what you think the church should be than you are just meeting with Jesus? If you're here this morning, just say, Jesus, thank you that through the music and the prayer and the word this morning, my heart has been refocused. That my longing, my hunger has been satisfied. Knowing that you love me, you died for me. You was resurrected, you forgive me. And Lord, knowing that you keep me safe on my way home to heaven. Kind Father, we thank you again and ask now that you bless us in all we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank y'all so much. I'm going to ask them to come back and sing one more song, then we'll be dismissed.
Been looking back along this winding road to the old familiar markers, to the mercies I have known. I know it may sound simple, but it's more than a cliche. There's no better way to tell you than to say God's been good in my life. I feel so blessed beyond my wildest dreams when I go to sleep each night. Though I've had my share of hard times, I wouldn't change them if I could, 'cause through it all, God's been good. Times replay and I can see that I've cried some bitter tears as he put his loving arms around me when I faced my greatest fears. You see, I've had more gains than losses, and I've known more joy than hurt as his grace rolled down upon me undeserved. God's been good in my life. I feel so blessed beyond my wildest dreams when I go to sleep each night. Though I've had my share of hard times, I wouldn't change them if I could, 'cause through it all, God's been good. And God has been my Father, my Savior, and my friend. His love is my beginning, His love will be my end. I could spend forever trying to tell you everything He is. But the best way I can say it is this: God's been good in my life. I feel so blessed beyond my wildest dreams when I go to sleep each night. Though I've had my share of hard times, I wouldn't change them if I could, 'cause through it all, God's been good.
Has he been good to you this week? Amen. Thank y'all. God bless you.
And Miss Kendall, y'all give Miss Kendall a big hand. Thank y'all so much for being here. And if you need anything this week, please just contact us and let us know. You can text me, call me, or anything you want to do. Before long, we'll start passing the offering plate again. We just hadn't been doing that because of COVID and kind of got in the habit of these white buckets. It's one here and one at the back door. You can just leave your offerings there if you'd like. And we thank you for coming. Is there anything before we close? Okay, the little girl in Monkey, remember her family that was missing, went missing last week. They did find her body yesterday. So keep her lifted, the whole family lifted up in your prayers there, if you will. Anything else before we dismiss? Let's pray. Kind Father, we just thank you for this blessed day, and we thank you, Lord, that you are the bread of life, the bread sent by the Father to satisfy our eternal hungers, that, Lord, we can have fellowship with God because you loved us, you died for us, you gave us a new life. And Lord, I pray that this week we'd be good stewards of the life that you've given us, that Lord, we would live satisfied in you, and Lord, we would share others how you have satisfied all the longings in our life, how you satisfy us in troubled times. How, Lord, we are satisfied and you are more than enough in our good times. And that, Lord, that you're always there with us, and that, Lord, we can't live by bread alone, but we must also live by your word. That we must learn to live our life according to the way you have designed us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank y'all so much.